This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation of the Kevin Jackson Show.
We have a president that time and time again is showing his inclination towards authoritarian tendencies.
Do you think it's too early to be talking about impeachment for the Democrats?
Well, again, talking about impeachment is one thing, but finding the facts that support impeachment is something that is happening right now. A search for facts and evidence by the special prosecutor. If you look at what is going on in terms of just the objective fact pattern, whether it's the firing of Mueller, whether it's the people in and around his senior circle who have met with Russian agents who've been indicted for various behaviors. Clearly, there's smoke around the substance that would support impeachment.
All right, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. The Kevin Jackson Show. That was Cory Booker saying, you know what? The specter that Donald Trump might have even thought about firing Mueller, well, there you go. That could be something that leads to impeachment along with this Russian thing that, of course, is going nowhere, but we don't know where it could end up. It's so crazy to watch these people. They are funny. Wow. KJRadio.com. Cory Booker wants you to believe that if Donald Trump even thought about firing Mueller, it's horrible. He's an authoritarian president with tendencies toward authoritarianism. Do you want to know who had that? That black guy. What was his name? It was funny. Somebody help me. There's a funny name. Sounded kind of African. Bummer? Something. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. That guy, he was an authoritarian. It was his way or the highway. He unconstitutionally implemented DACA, and now the courts don't want to constitutionally undo it. Donald Trump says, look, let's send this back to Congress where it is supposed to be. And Cory Booker says he's an authoritarian. By the way, if the president wants to fire the special counsel, he has the authority to do this. The left says he was, we know on this fifth person. My cousin Ray Ray told my brother, who told his girlfriend, that I heard that they were going to fire Cory Booker. Robert Mueller. We should fire Cory Booker. Robert Mueller. And so now that's potentially an impeachable offense. These people, they have nothing. They're sitting around looking for things to be mad about. While Donald Trump says, hey, we just created 2.4 million jobs, and a bunch of those jobs are manufacturing. Did I mention that so-and-so, Apple's going to bring in this much money? Did I mention that ExxonMobil says they're going to kick in $50 billion of new jobs and technology in America, etc.? Who else is coming back? Chinese companies are now starting to manufacture in America.
You, so what, Kevin? Okay, what you say, Kevin?
Chinese companies are actually going to start manufacturing in America. I'm going to get to that story in a bit. It's crazy out there, man. Woo! I love it. I love watching this because, you know, I don't know if you guys watched the State of the Union a couple days ago, but you watch the most bipartisan, partisan, I should say, the Democrats. You could just see it didn't matter what President Trump said, they were going to sit on their hands.
We just made sure that everyone in America got a new $1 million and it's not going to do anything bad for the economy.
And the Republicans are like, yes, strong Jay, woo, you go, my man. And the Democrats are like, why wasn't it $2 million?
Everyone just got brand new Ferraris in America. Democrats. I don't like Ferrari. I wanted a Aston Martin.
It didn't matter what President Trump said. They were going to be mad. And that's okay. Let them be mad. Let them be angry. Because, see, let me tell you something about angry people. Happy people overrule angry people. The leadership wants to be angry. They want that blanket of black or that cloud of blackness to follow them when they go back to their districts. But when people are happy and going, there's a big correlation between how you want me to feel and how I feel, you got a problem. And that's where the Democrats are. And it's only going to get... I'm not here to rain, you know, beautiful things down on you and water your garden every day. I'm happy to do it. I'm just telling you the truth. 2018 is a horrible year for the Democrats. The State of the Union address that occurred on January the 30th showcased the shining light that America can be. Are we out of the woods? The answer is no. We got a lot more work to do. But President Trump said, be optimistic. And you know what he said that was most important? He said, this is not dependent upon me. I'm the catalyst. This depends on you. It depends on your attitude and your outlook. What do you think about Barack Obama? He comes in and he makes everybody feel, ooh, he's so good and fresh and new and, you know, half black and all pretty and stuff and shiny. You know, just like a brand new bowling ball. They shine him up. And everybody's all happy. And then he did nothing. It was, you felt optimistic, but you didn't get it back in your paycheck. Donald Trump says, be optimistic. Oh, by the way, here's a grand to help you out with those Christmas bills. Think about that. We came off the best retail shopping season in decades. And people were like, and they were excited. You know, they're happy. But they also got the bills. And they're like, you know, ooh, probably overdid it. We were a little bit too excited about Trump. And so then Trump says, don't worry. Don't sweat it. $1,000 to $3,000 bonuses. Boop, boop. Starts giving them out. Oh, by the way, here's a tax cut for you. Boop, boop. You get to keep a little bit more of your money. Now you can start paying some of those bills off. People are optimistic and they feel it. It isn't, I mean, it's tangible. They can touch it. I told you guys a story of my friend, struggling dude, works for the airlines, and he gets $1,000 back. This guy hasn't had $1,000 of expendable income, I know for a fact, in years. When he was moved, they were moving, he and his family, and they had rented a truck and were getting ready to go. And before they left, something just said, better give them a little extra cash. And so we gave them $400. And it was like, why? I said, yeah, just in case. You know, something on the road, unforeseen. You got to stop somewhere and stay. You know, your friends of mine want to make sure it happens. So you give them the money. And you know what? He came, he said to me a couple years later that if it hadn't been for that, they couldn't have made it. They would have run out of gas or something. I honestly don't remember, but I know it was a big deal because he was crying when he told me that. And I just remember thinking, boy, God does move in mysterious ways, because I don't normally go around handing people money. I mean, friends of mine, but I just knew they were struggling. Anyway, this guy gets his money back, and it puts it to work.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Kevin Jackson here. I found this interview of Chuck Todd interviewing Mike Mulvaney. And this interview was, it's so funny because Mulvaney is just, he's like, this is not why you asked me to come on to talk. And I swear this interview is funnier to watch than it is to hear, because Chuck Todd is just he's just like, you know, nobody will talk to us at the White House. Nobody will answer these stupid questions we want answered. And Mulvaney's like, that's not what you asked me for. But so let's play the interview and then talk about it a little bit in terms of the media and what Trump's been doing to frustrate the media. I so wish you could see this. If you get a chance, seriously, look at Chuck Todd interviews Mike Mulvaney about State of the Union address. But for now, we're just going to give you the audio.
Does the president take what CIA Director Mike Pompeo said seriously, in that Russia is intent on meddling in the 2018 elections?
Yeah, I mean, if the question is, does the president of the United States take the CIA Director Mike Pompeo, one of the most highly regarded members of the cabinet, seriously, the answer is absolutely yes. So again, if you more than happy to talk about the speech, Chuck, but you know I've done this before. I'm not involved in the Russia investigation. I've never talked to the president about Russia, so you're not really talking to the best guy.
No, I understand that. But we haven't had a chance to talk to many members of the administration. And this is a pretty, let me ask you this. How often does the president ask potential appointees or people that have already been appointed to office who they voted for or who their spouse voted for?
Chuck never asked me that question, and that's all I can speak to. So, again, if you want to talk about the speech tonight, about the policies, that would be great. That's what I was told the interview was about.
No, I understand that, but this... A lot happened. Do you believe? I would ask you.
Yeah, but the last question had nothing to do with the speech, which I
as a member
special for the speech tonight. So
let me ask this: you, as a member of Congress, railed against executive overreach at the Justice Department. Do you believe the president tweeting about who the deputy director of the FBI is? How does that not come across as meddling in the Justice Department?
Again, Chuck, I think the speech tonight is going to be on policies. The speech is going to be the accomplishments that we had during the year. The speech is going to give him a chance to talk about what he accomplished in the first year that we were denied by the Democrat shutdown last week, and talk about how we could move forward on a bipartisan basis. I don't think any of the things that you've mentioned in the first 5 minutes of this interview have anything to do with the speech this evening.
Welcome back. Was that not the coolest interview? Mulvaney's like, this has nothing to do with what you brought me on here for. Chuck Todd, they're so desperate. They're getting like the guy who's over the Office of Management and Budget and saying, hey, can we ask you these questions about Russia? It's too funny. The desperation of the media. He won't talk to us. We can't build our stupid narrative. Russian meddling. Does he
really care about what the CIA head of the CIA says? Of course he cares what the CIA head of the CIA says.
Because they so want to build this Russian meddling case, right? It's dead. This thing is so dead. I mean, the carcass is 3 days old. It's stinking up, you know, somebody's room, and the Democrats pretend not to smell it. Walking around with that stuff on the nose that the forensic people use to keep from smelling nasty stuff.
Somebody go wake up Grandma. Hey, Mom, I think Grandma's dead. No, she's not. Shut up, Timmy.
Oh, man, now I'm cracking myself up. Not good for radio. Shouldn't be cracking yourself up, Kev. Save it for the stage. But it feels that way. Grandma's 3 days dead. And they're like, you know, but the family doesn't want to admit it. And this Russian investigation is so dead. You would think that the Democrats would start to slowly back away, like, okay, let's pretend that we never said Russian again, okay? You know, start talking about, you know that place over with that's got the Ural Mountains? Yeah, I'm just telling you, this is as bad as it comes. But they just keep wanting a butt kick. And then what's funny, Mulvaney goes, look, I've never talked to the president about Russia. Never. Definitively, I know nothing about this issue. Okay, but I understand it, but we don't get many people on from the White House. But so in an effort to understand this Russia thing better, and though you've never spoken to the president about Russia, you have nothing to do with the Russia side of this, let me ask you about Russia. That's what it is. That's what it's like. And then, so then I like how Chuck Todd tries to pivot. Okay. So let's see. So, you know, we got a different angle we can come at this narrative. Do you think it's okay for the president to ask you who you voted for and who your spouse has voted for? The short answer for me would have been, yeah. Yeah. I've asked people that. Hey, who'd you vote for? Really? Did your wife vote for that same? No, me and my wife, we kind of cancel each other. I remember having this very conversation with a guy on a plane, and he was, you know, very pro-conservative, whatever. And he says, yeah, man, no, heck no, I knew I was voting for Trump, man. He goes, but, you know, my wife, you know, she didn't like him. You know, she said he's a womanizer or whatever, so we kind of canceled each other out. But, hey, as far as I was concerned, that's a win, you know, whatever. And I remember having that conversation. You can ask that. If I were hiring you, I would in a sneaky way, I would try to find out your politics. I don't want to hire leftists. I'll tell you right now, I don't want leftists on my team. It doesn't mean we can't disagree on subjects, but I don't want leftists working for me. Good example. My radio team, we were looking for sponsors, and the guys went out and they found an agency, and I talked to the girl, her name was Jennifer, I think, and she was like, Kevin, you really have a great profile, this, that, and the other. And then, you know, she was excited. She was like, man, you know, you've got good potential. And then suddenly,
she's not working, you know, doing much at all. I asked Tony, I go, what's going on? He says, oh, man, she didn't like your politics, bro. I was like, really? So the idea of getting me sponsors for my show and doing her professional job was overruled because we disagree politically, because she's an idiot. And it was. That's how they think. Anyway, back to Chuck Todd. So then Chuck Todd says this. Well, you've been a congressman. Don't you feel like the president's tweets about the deputy director of the FBI, don't you think that that's meddling? And then that's when Mulvaney goes, look, what's this guy? What are you talking about? I'm here to talk about the State of the Union. My opinion on whether or not something's meddling or not is arbitrary. And secondarily, if the president believes that he's under attack by somebody, I'm giving you my answer. Then yes, he can tweet about it. He can say, you know what? I smell a rat in the FBI. That is as transparent as it gets. Think about this. There would be so many people who would be covering up for the... Oh, and then, of course, everybody, oh, in doing that, you're endangering the FBI. You're endangering people. You're endangering this. We'll come back with what Cory Booker said about that and others. But they want you to believe that it's a bad thing when somebody tells you the truth about a government agency. No, I'm your employer. You cannot lie to me. You must tell me the truth. That is your job. What do you mean it'll endanger people? It endangers people when we allow the FBI to do what they've done. To do what they did to a private citizen who was seeking the highest office in the land, all because of somebody decided they were going to coronate Hillary Clinton. We want to get to the bottom of that. That is the responsibility of the government.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Of the Kevin Jackson Show.
Oh, goodness, we got bad news for the Democrats. Bad news post State of the Union for the Democrats. Oh, man. You guys know what, you know where I'm going, right? You know. And here, the polls. Okay, I'm just going to put it out there. Spoiler alert, the polls. For you leftists listening, I'm not talking about what your daughters do, you know, to make a little extra money to pay for college. I'm not talking about that kind of poll. I'm talking about polling. The numbers. Scary stuff for the Democrats. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. The smooth stylings of Kevin Jackson. By the way, get these clips out there. Forward them to your peeps. I'm going to tell you, I've warned my listening audience. 2018 is the year that we go big or we go home. It's up to you. If you're going to hear my voice in 2019, y'all think I'm kidding, but I'm not. My producers are like, he's serious. Y'all, you better know I'm serious. If we don't reach a certain threshold, I'm not going to tell you what it is. If we don't reach that threshold, I'm done. I'm telling you right now. I will warn my affiliates. That is it. They'll get plenty of notice because I don't know whether I'm hitting these numbers or not. Spread the word. It's up to you. I spend almost eight hours a day doing radio, about seven, to be honest with you. But that's a lot of time, and I don't make a nickel. So I'm doing this for all the right reasons, but I can spend my time spreading the word and making a living without having to spend 7 hours doing this every day. So if you like what you're hearing, you better spread the word. Anyway, it's scary time for the Democrats. Scary. President Trump got 75% approval for his State of the Union speech. 75% approval. He went into this speech going, this is bipartisan. What can you not like? I'm covering all kinds of beautiful things, man. This is groovy. Not to go all 70s on you, but it is. Lowest black unemployment. Bonuses for employees. 2.4 million jobs created. Yeah, one, baby. 200,000 of them are manufacturing. Love the American flag. In God we trust. National anthem. Esprit de corps. America first. Secure the borders. Merit-based immigration. Fighting opioid abuse. Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. And the Democrats didn't stand or applaud for any of that. But he got 75% approval. One guy, I'll get into him in just a second, but it amazes me. It amazes me how these people are so distorted, detached. They don't understand which side is up on the left side. They don't. Get this, though. Here's the terrible news. 43% of Democrats liked President Trump's speech. 57% different. You could say, oh, Kevin, that's a lot of people that didn't. I know the math. I'm a mathematician. Shut your mouth. I know what I'm talking about. 43% of Democrats like what President Trump had to say. They didn't find it divisive. They found it solid.
I'm talking solid, baby. Fist raised. You know, in the Afrocentric, you know, the vision of the fist up. Yeah, baby. We solid with you, Mr. Republican President. You know why? Because they got bonuses. They got money coming back. They're feeling good about the economy. It's infusive. It's all throughout their family and their friends. They're sensing it. And you know what? Donald Trump didn't get into race battles and all that. He said, love the flag, love God, love the country. I don't care what color you are. This is what you should do. Do you think for one second, ask yourself this question on the kneelers. If white guys had kneeled in protest of the national anthem for whatever reason, do you think Trump would have been any different? The answer is, of course not. 75% approval. Woo! Bad news for Democrats. Before I get into that, let me explain something else to you. Yeah, see, the bad news just keeps on coming for these leftists. The lowest unemployment rate for blacks Donald Trump was talking about. It's not exactly true. So we decided to put a meme out. See, because the Democrats actually had Trump on this one when they did the fact checking. Donald Trump says, I've had the lowest unemployment for blacks in recorded history. Technically true. But no, the Democrats, I'm firing back on their behalf. See, there was a time in American history when blacks were employed at 100%. See, that's Negro talk, for 100%. That means the unemployment rate for black people was zero. We were fully employed. The time, folks, was prior to 1865 and the Lincoln and the Republican Party, the party of black folks. The party that freed black folks. Prior to that, Democrats made sure that blacks were 100% employed. They could be proud of that record. Yeah. Democrats, you can brag. It's a civil wrong for you to brag. But go ahead and brag about your civil rights for black people. Because you know what? You outdid President Trump. You had full black employment. That's right. I want to give them something to cheer about. See, when we, on the Kevin Jackson radio show, try to make people happy, sometimes you gotta crack a few eggs. I'm sorry, conservatives, we don't own that record. As good as Donald Trump is, he did not get to 100% black employment. The Democrats have done it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the wages weren't that great. I mean, it had some downsides. We could have used the union when old Massa decided he would tiptoe into the slave quarters and have his way with some of the black women there, creating little mulatto babies like Barack Obama. But we were 100% employed. Oh, man. I don't know if we got breaks. Did we get 2 15-minute breaks in an 8-hour workday? Did we get lunch? Because, see, there's this thing in the black community. We eat a hog from the rooter to the tooter is the way we put it. Meaning we eat everything off a hog. While the massa, after he got through tipping and having his way with the slave women's, he went back. Then one of them slave women's had to go cook this man his dinner. Then he got pork loin. And we were eating hog gut, a.k.a. chitlins. And if you want me to get all proper about it, they're called chitterlings. Chitterlings. Kevin, would you like some more chitterlings? I do believe I will. Thank you, Carl. Jeeves. Oh, yeah. So, Democrats have a reason. I know why the black people sat. I know why the Congressional Black Caucus and Donald Trump said, you know, we got the lowest unemployment in the history of blacks dating back to the 70s when they started keeping records. Yeah, and the Democrats are like, whatever. You ain't got nothing on us, boy. Boy, you got nothing on us, Trump. We hold the record for black employment, not you. We did a meme about it. Got some black folks toiling in the cotton fields. And we did a meme that says, hey, you know, but they do PolitiFact, you know, they do the fact checking after. Fact check, Donald Trump is wrong. And let me tell you, I know I know Democrats looked at this and went, see, yeah, all right. They started looking at that graphic and went, oh, well, yeah, gotcha. Gotcha, boys and girls. This poll, 75% of the people that viewed the State of the Union speech liked it. I don't know how many liked it, loved it, want some more of it. 75% is favorable. 25% not. Ask yourself what that means. 75% favorable. 25% not. Now, I want to go back. 43% of Democrats liked the president's speech. Think about that for just a second, people. 43%. How many Democrats leading up to the election do you think liked Donald Trump? Now, we know there was a significant portion because in places like Ohio and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, they voted for him because those weren't states they expected Trump to win. So we know we had some. Do you believe it was 43%? Simple question. Don't try to complicate it. Answer me right now. You know the answer. Of course not. Maybe Donald Trump won over, 25%, 30%. You want to get? Let's just make it 30. 30% of the Democrats, the Hillary Clinton favored, whatever. Do you? That means if we use this math, Donald Trump picked up 13% of Democrats in this speech, which I believe is probably indicative of what he's picked up overall. And by the way, this is not a Fox poll. No. Shh. This is a CBS poll. Yeah, don't tell anybody. This is not a weighted poll in favor of Donald Trump. CBS. But it gets far worse. This is horrible news for the Democrats, and I'm about to break it down for you. Because you know what? I like it when you feel good. But Democrats, remember, you do hold the unemployment record for blacks. Or employment record, I should say.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
An encore presentation of the Kevin Jackson Show.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about immigration. No, we're not talking about immigration. We're talking about State of the Union. Talking about Donald Trump. Talking about polling. 75% of the peoples, say they approve of Donald Trump's State of the Union speech. 43% of those peoples. Now, keep in mind, 75% includes three groups: Republicans, Democrats, and Independents. So, just a spoiler alert, Republicans, 97% approve of Donald Trump. 97%, I'll explain all this in a minute. Democrats, 43%. It's not the plurality, but it's a big deal, 43%. Whatever that number is, it's grown over what they want you to believe. Now, just look at those two numbers, 97% of Republicans, 43% of Democrats, for Donald Trump, which means Trump hasn't eroded much of his Republican base. He's certainly grown his Democrats. But get this, 72% of independents liked the speech. How do you think those numbers jive, folks listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com? How do those numbers jive with the polling that you see about Donald Trump. See, I call BS on those other polls.
Donald Trump's the least popular president ever to ascend office. Ever! Since the beginning of time, since the time of cavemen, Donald Trump is the least popular caveman on the planet.
That's what they want you to believe. A guy by the name of Steve Schmidt, an MSNBC schmuck, he said this.
Well, this convocation that we saw tonight, Brian, the coming together of three co-equal branches of government, there's a veneer of normalcy to it all.
I love that. There's a veneer of normalcy. He's saying that President Trump has done a good job, and he's pretending, he's faking you into believing that it's not real wood, it's a veneer. No, don't believe those unemployment numbers. Don't believe that consumer confidence numbers. Don't believe that nasty GDP. Certainly don't believe that stock market, which I could agree with that. Stock market is not a barometer of how great things are going. It's a barometer of people profit-taking. But so don't believe the stock market. Don't believe the exuberance around you at your job and all these other places. Don't believe that tax hike is the reason that companies gave bonuses back to workers. Don't believe that black unemployment is at a historical low, except for those Democrats during that time of slavery, when blacks were working at 100%. If we take that out, Trump's doing a better job than any other president, white, black, or indifferent. But don't believe any of that stuff. Don't believe that companies are moving back to America because we were told the new normal, according to Barack Obama. You know, the black God, the Democrats' God. Where's your God now, Moses? Yeah, we were told by the baby black Jesus that the jobs were not going to be coming back to America. Not manufacturing jobs, no siree. But they're there. But don't believe all that. That normalcy is only a veneer. He says, the president went in there as presidents do and addresses the nation. Well, whoa, thank you for that little tidbit of information. But left unsaid was that the president comes in, the most unpopular president this early in his tenure in the history of polling. See, there it is. The Democrats rely on this. It's totally unpopular. How could he possibly be popular? He's the most unpopular. Oh, but wait a minute. We have a CBS poll that says 75% of the people approve of what he said. This isn't a fixed poll. This isn't the Kevin Jackson Black Sphere Team poll. No, this is CBS. And 75% approve. So what are those numbers again? 97% of Republicans approve, 43% of Democrats, and 72% of Independents. A plurality of two groups. Now you say, well, there's a lot of Democrats out there. Yeah, and there's a lot of them to switch. So Donald Trump doesn't have to pander to black people. He doesn't have to pander to the Jews. He just does good things for everybody. And you know what's happening? Those poll numbers are the worst news the Democrats got since the release of the FISA memo. He goes on to say this. Someone who spent the last year leading a faction in this country. Oh, that would be the deplorables. Dividing the country. Oh, we divided the country, all right, from the Americans and the anti-Americans. And you're going to have to pick a side, leftist. See, when you like that MS-13 gang members are going out killing American citizens and you won't acknowledge it and clap because you see them as dreamers, people know where you stand. When you won't stand for the flag, which means standing for veterans, the people who have sacrificed, shed blood, given their lives for this country, we see you for who you are. When you don't represent your own group over opioid abuse, over crime in the neighborhoods, over poor schools, over, you know, all kinds of bad conditions brought on by Democrats in America, and you choose instead to help the little Latino kids that were brought over illegal because their parents just wanted a better way of life. Well, then guess what? We understand you for who you are. You are anti-American. Don't put somebody in front of me by saying, oh, they have a worse problem than you, Kevin. The black people in America can be dismissed. We fixed you. We got to help these kids over your kids. Black kids living in squalor. Black kids with the lowest unemployment of anybody in the demographic. Committing more crimes than anybody. More fatherless than anybody. More imprisoned than anybody.
less people owning homes than anybody, less people owning businesses than anybody, more people dropping out of school than anybody, less people going to college than anybody. What else do you need me to tell you? And you want to take care of dreamers? I tell you what, to quote President Trump, there are a lot of American dreamers. They live right here. You're flying right over them to get to Mexico. You going to try to sell that? Go ahead, my friend. He says, someone who is besieged by a criminal investigation, talking about the importance of our law enforcement organizations and institutions, while at the same time, the Republican majority working with the White House is engaged in a full assault trying to discredit the FBI. Hey, let me tell you something, Steve Schmidt. Nobody has to work to discredit the FBI. They've done a good job themselves. Nobody has to work to discredit Barack Obama. He's done fine all by himself. Nobody has to work to discredit the Democrats. They're doing a great job kicking their own butts. We have to do nothing. All we have to do is wait. All we have to do is give them the rope. They will tie the noose, slip it around their necks, and become executioners of themselves. And that's what they're doing. This guy wants to talk about dividing the country, a country that prior to Barack Obama had gone through racial healing, had convinced black people they could be anybody, even up to the point of electing a feckless president, a worthless piece of crap president like Barack Obama, to prove it. And he had a chance to do all kinds of great things, and he missed it. So why is this poll so bad? Now that I'm back on track. Oh, man. This poll is bad for a lot of reasons. Yeah. First of all, it showcases the distorted reality of the left. Their reality doesn't fit anything you see. They want you to believe Trump polls badly, and you've got a poll that says 75% of Americans liked what he had to say. This is a man who's being beat down by the media. 75% of the people heard Donald Trump. How many do you think it filters down to? Just curious. What do you think? 75 heard him. 75% heard it and liked it. So let's analyze the numbers. Number one, 97% of Republicans said, we liked it. 3% didn't. Okay, if that's the attrition, go. Be on your merry way, Republicans, because you weren't Republicans to begin with. If you expected a wall to be built in a year, you had some unreasonable expectation, move along. But what it tells you is this. Donald Trump has maintained the most solid base, probably, in presidential history. I don't know what Barack Obama's numbers were after his State of the Union address. But I bet you Donald Trump's, if they were the same, I'm going to tell you, the people were lying about supporting Barack Obama after year one. They were lying. Worst year, one of the worst years in presidential history. But they like Trump. And the people who are sticking with him through thick and thin. 43% of Democrats. That's a big number. More than what would be expected. And that's got to put fear into the hearts of the Democrats. Their base is being infiltrated with truth. You think it's going to get any better for them when they learn what this FISA memo has to say? And finally, the independents. I don't know what the numbers were. Maybe Trump was at 60%. That would be a big number if he got that many independents. 72%. That is a 12-point shift. And I'm just throwing that out there. For the Democrats, it's probably a 13-point shift. A 25-point shift in those two combined demographics. And he lost 3%. This doesn't bode well for the Democrats, my friends. Yeah. This speech showcases to you everything you need to know about the truth and what people really believe about Donald Trump. The left are going to ignore it to their own detriment.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.